In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, and the gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about the story of the paralytic who was carried by the four men, and he was introduced before the Lord through a hole in the roof. We are all aware of the story and we have heard it many times, but we still have many things to meditate upon and to learn from this wonderful story. One of the things that we learn from this story is about friendship. This man, he was blessed by having those four people as his friends. And to define who a friend is not something simple. Unfortunately, sometimes we call anybody a friend, just a fellow person, wherever we are, and if this person away can joke and say funny things, then people say, yeah, this might be a friend. Maybe sometimes because of some kind of emotional attachment, then this might trigger us to say, this is a close friend. Sometimes even we call people best friend after meeting with them maybe a couple of times, and we say, this is my best friend. Actually, friendship, to call someone a friend, a close friend, is not something easy or should not be taken lightly. The same applied also on a relationship like marriage. People sometimes marry for different reasons, and not all of them are the right reasons. That's why things end up into something that was not intended from the beginning. So who is to be called a friend? First of all, the friend is the one who introduces me to the Lord by his words and his deeds. This is what happened in this story. Those four men, they were able to take their friend and introduce him before the Lord. Let me ask you, every one of us, about what happens usually when I am with my best friend. Is this person really brings me close to God? Or whenever I am with he or with she, then the last one who might remember and we talk about is God. I know that when I am with my best friend, I'm usually tempted to say bad words, to think of something evil, to go and wonder and look at things that on the internet that maybe I was not aware of. You cannot call someone who causes you to stumble a friend, even if he is funny, even if he, in a way you say that this man, he really loves me so much, doesn't matter. What is the true love is? The true love is when I will be able to benefit the person whom I love. And how we can benefit each other being good friends, it is by introducing each other to the presence of the Lord. This is what happened. Whoever takes away from him, from the Lord, you cannot call him a good friend. If you are, in a way, considering that a project for marriage, or thinking about the person whom you are going to share life with, always think, if this person is going to bring me closer to God or not. The assumption that, okay, maybe later we will see, I will bring him to the church more often. All of these things, in a way, is not a good reason to start a marriage. We have to start with the foundation. Foundation is, this person loves God. And whenever I am with him or with her, I am sure that this person is going to get me closer to God. If for any other reason, with all due respect, this kind of friendship or this kind of marriages are not going to work. And this is what we see around us every day. Also for myself, to be a good friend, I should be able to bring those whom I care about to the presence of God. It's not just something I'm waiting upon to happen to me from others, but also I will take the initiative and make it myself. I will be able, whenever I am in the presence of those around me whom I care about, to bring them and introduce them to the Lord, as those four good people did. The friend is the one who loves at all times. At all times, those four friends, what did they benefit from their paralytic friend? Nothing. But they were able to be around him still while he is in need. They were able to love him while he is in this under this difficult circumstances. As King Solomon says in the book of Proverbs, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The one who is able, in a way, to bring the friendship into brotherhood is the one who even loves at the time of adversity. A friend loves at all times. When I'm okay, when I'm not, when I'm myself, when I have a day off, or I am off in this day, then he will be able to still be around me. A person who in a way might lose my friendship in one day because I was not in this day myself, this is not a friendship. A person who knows you because of something is not a friend. That's why the same book, the book of Proverbs, says that the rich man has many friends. Yeah, this is true, because many people will think that they might benefit from him. A friend loves at all times. He is very persistent. He is there all the times. Even when I am not myself, even when for any reason I am not in a way reacting in a positive way towards him, he's still there. He will be able to forgive. He will be able to remember that we had many good days. I'm not going to just to forsake him because of a day that he was not himself. The friend also is the faithful person who gives me honest counsel. A friend is not the one who agrees with me all the times on anything, and I call a friend. Why? We never disagree. Then there is something, there is a problem here. If a friend is always in agreement, he is not able to stand at any time and say, maybe what you are doing is not right, he is not a friend. Here also King Solomon says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, even if this friend, with his counsel, would wound me or hurt my feeling. But he is faithful, this is the friend. And those kisses that come from the enemy, even if they look good, they are deceitful. Person who doesn't want to upset me at any time, just won't let me, okay, just do it. I will go and do this, this, and this. It's fine, wonderful, have fun. This is not a friend. Friend who can confront me and tells me that this is wrong, you need to change this, maybe think about it differently. This is the true friend who cares and loves from his heart. The friend is the person who is trustworthy, who has been tested over time. I can entrust this person with the secrets of my family. I can entrust him over myself. And this is tested over time. That's why also in the same book, the book of Proverbs, we hear the words of the Holy Spirit says, do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend. What about here my father's friend? Because this man has been here around for many, many months and years. His friendship was tested and was proven to be faithful, and that's why I can trust him. A person whom I cannot trust or who can betray my trust, I cannot trust him as a friend. This issue of trust is very important, and again, it should be tested. Should not in a way gamble with your secrets and share it with anyone, and then you will see. Whoever is going to keep the secret will be a good friend. This is not a wise way to do it. Actually, the other way should be the case. The friend is the one who respects my boundaries and my limitations. You know, St. Peter says about a kind of suffering that's in a way maybe would be like unusual. He said, let none of you suffer as a murderer, it's understood, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Those who introduces their noses in everything related or not cannot be friends. Unfortunately, they are more of a nuisance than being friends. Do not allow yourself to be like one of those who suffer as a busybody, introducing yourself in things that's not related to you, asking people questions that are very embarrassing. And you say, because we are friends, then I want to know. No, a good friend is the one who respects others' boundaries. If I don't want to share something, it's up to me. I should have the right to keep it to myself. Also, a friend should respect my limitation. If this is what can I give, if this is what can I afford, my friend should not pushing me and stretching me behind my capacity and say, because I'm a friend, then I have expectations from you. This is not right. And this is not something wise to be done. Actually, when we do something like this, we upset the people and we bother them. Everyone has his own capacity and ability of what he can give at this particular time. Putting the pressure on the people and saying, because you are my friend, then I'm expecting this and this and this. This is not fair, this is not right, this is not wise. A friend should be very sensitive to the boundaries of others. Do not invade the privacy of others under the word that I'm a friend, I care, I'm asking about them. No. Be sensitive to other people's boundaries and limitations. Don't be a busybody that you will suffer and make others around you to suffer as well. The friend is the one who shares my goals and values and matches with my personality. We have the same goal. We are aiming at the same place. What we value the most is God and His kingdom and our eternal life. If we have these things in common, then I can say that this person is a friend, or I can share life with this person. But if I have a direction and my friend or my potential husband or wife has a different direction and different value, different goal, even our personalities do not match by any way or mean. This actually a recipe for a conflict and a disaster. And this is what's going to happen eventually. A friend is the one who make some kind of a match. We are not identical, but meanwhile, at least the main values in life are shared. We are not debating if God is important in our lives or not. It is not a subject for an argument to speak about if we are to go on Sunday morning to the church or we go somewhere else. It's not something that should be in a way in disagreement with whoever I'm calling a friend. It is hard really to find a good friend. Maybe we will search all of our lives and maybe at the end of the life we can call a person a friend with the true meaning of friend. Yes, we love everyone. Everyone around me is a colleague, a person who is loved. Yes, I can serve anyone, it's okay. I really value and everyone is dear to me, this is fine. But a friend where I am so much exposed to this person, we share everything in life, this is should be very, in a way, difficult to define. And something that we should spend some time in order to find if this person, if we will ever find him or her. To call someone a friend, he should be the one who introduces me to the Lord by his words and deeds. He is the one who loves at all times. He is a faithful person who gives me honest counsel. He is a person who is trustworthy, who has been tested over time. He is the one who respects my boundaries and my limitations. He is the one who shares my goals and values and matches with my personality. Glory be to God forever and ever.